It's been a week since the election, and while we try to regroup and get back down to the business of governing our communities, I think it's time we start talking constructively about some of the most hotly debated political issues. Let's start with healthcare. Ever since it's been introduced, the Affordable Care Act has been so controversial and the debate over its implementation so volatile that rather than find ways to effectively utilize it, improve upon it, or make it do what it was designed to do, to expand access to affordable healthcare to all Americans, so far, most of the energy spent on it by critics and opponents has been to disparage it, to overturn it, or to simply refuse to implement its early provisions. Here in Florida, we've sued to try to get out of it, and when that failed, our legislature tried to use Amendment 1, a symbolic measure that would have declared it unconstitutional to require people buy health insurance. The goal was to make a statement to the federal government that Floridians don't want the Affordable Care Act. But the people have spoken. Amendment 1 was defeated. Whether Governor Rick Scott wants it to be the so-called law of the land or not, the voters of his state have indeed sent a message to the feds. It says, we want affordable health care. We need it. If this is the plan we have to work with, let's use it and make it as effective and useful as possible. The voters have also sent a message to the state. It says, please, no more grudge matches. Now, let's, in the words of our Governor Rick Scott, get to work.